Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down in the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guest, promoter, self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. It is so good to be with you guys here on February the 22nd, 2013, and you're live in The Remix. First, let's just start out by saying welcome to all of our guests who are joining us. And if this is your very first time listening in on The Remix, I want to say welcome to you. I've received lots of emails from brothers and sisters all over the world expressing to me how they found The Remix and that this is their very first time listening. So it's so good to have you guys in the forum tonight joining us. I want to go ahead and give you some directions so that you can come over and join us in the chat room. If you are a guest and you want to come and participate in the live chat room that we have, let me tell you how to come over and listen. The first thing that I want you to do is just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open, and the Remix family will make you feel welcome. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The other way that you can listen to the Remix show is simply by dialing 646-652-2711. That's all you got to do. If you're calling from an international country, and I know there's many international listeners out there, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and come on over. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. You can also use Skype and Skype yourself in and to get into the Remix. Well, welcome to everyone out there, and I don't know about you guys. I'm glad it's Friday night. I definitely can feel sort of the energy of the week just being in a great, relaxing place. A lot of amazing energy that's out there in this month of February alone, and, of course, on this very, very energetic day of Friday. You know, we got a lot of two energy going on out there, and we'll talk about that a little later in the show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about dream makers. So tonight is all about dreams. And you guys know that I base a lot of the shows about how the sessions go, how the one-on-one readings go throughout the week. And throughout this week, the theme has been everyone who I've done a reading, just about everyone has said, let me tell you about this dream I had, Miss Blue. So tonight's show is definitely dedicated to all the dream makers out there, to all of you guys out there that are having dreams. We're going to be talking about dreams, a lot of cool things that you can do, as well as share dreams also. So that's going to be our main focus tonight. I also want to remind you that tonight's show, just like all the shows on The Remix, are available for download. So you can actually go back and download to your heart's content because all the shows are available to you and they're just a click away. And so if you want to download this show tonight or any of the other Remix shows, you can do that. By the way, if you did not get a chance to hear the art in Feng Shui show that was done with the brother Jafar, you definitely missed the treat. And that is definitely a show that you want to go back and you want to download. Lots of great information in that show, lots of great gems. I've gotten feedback from brothers and sisters all over the world. You guys loved his energy. You loved his artwork. And it's something that you can begin to incorporate inside your sacred space along with some feng shui. So you want to go back and definitely download that show with the brother Jafar, who came on the remix. And it was a treat to have him on here. And we'll be having more guests that you guys are familiar with and some you've never met. And some of them may even be you, remix listeners who are out there. I definitely want to make sure that we give some international shout outs as we get ready to get into the share this evening. So much information to cover tonight. But we're going to do it remix style. That means we're going to have fun while we're doing it. And we're just going to share with each other and really just keep the energy flowing in that direction. So let's take a look at our international listeners that are out there. I always like to give a special shout out for the international listeners just because I know the time zone, how it is and how difficult it can be getting up in the middle of the night. So let's start. We're going to start. I want to give a big shout out to Finland. Big shout out to the Netherlands, listening in Turkey, Barbados, Colombia, listening in France, in Greece, in South America, Nigeria, Jamaica, Brazil, India, Egypt, Australia, Germany, Canada, and always the UK. The Amsterdam is also listening, and also Belize. We have a lot of listeners out there from all over the world. Of course, all of us who are here in the West listening from all parts of the United States as well, too. Big shout out to you guys from Atlanta, New York, Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Houston, Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee, Brooklyn, New York, Miami, Rhode Island, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Charlotte, and the list goes on and on and on. So it is really, really cool just to have everybody in the house tonight. And it's been a great week. It's been a great week for me, and I can't wait to hear from the rest of you guys how your week has been and just kind of catch up. I want to talk about dreams. It's a lot of energy that's going on in the world at this time. And we have a lot of things that are happening that's going on. A lot of our ancestors, a lot of our elders are making their transition. They're passing on. They're going to other dimensions. They're continuing their work. We have family members who are making their transitions. We have beautiful babies that are being born that are bringing the energy back to the planet in ways we've never seen before. And so all kinds of things are going on. As most of you know, and those of you who are part of the Remix Radio page on Facebook or even the Remix family page on Facebook, as well as my Facebook page, I posted early this morning about the passing away of someone very, very close to my heart, very, very instrumental and in myself and the Remix, and that is one of the staple singers, Cleetie, as she's ultimately known, Cleetie, the very strong and the very silent sister. But she ultimately was a big foundation when it came to the music that was being made by the staple singers. She was also sort of that backbone that was there. And Cleetie has made her transition, as her name is called. She's the oldest sister of the staple singers. And, you know, you guys know that one of my favorite Save Me songs is I'll Take You There. Interesting story about that particular song, I'll Take You There, is that the gentleman who wrote the song, Bell, he actually wrote that song. And I want to talk about this a little bit because you can see sometimes, you know, a lot of times we talk about Kundalini energy. And we talk about different things that happens to us in our lives. But I want to talk about this song, I'll Take You There. Before that, we know that we're going to take a moment tonight in silence and dancing. We're going to be in silence, but we're also going to be doing a lot of dancing because she would have it no other way. No other way. She would have it no other way for us to do this but to dance our way to one of her favorite songs, which is I'll Take You There. And I have very fond memories. It's one of those songs that I really, really can just tap into and channel a lot of my ancestors through. And I made that one of my Save Me songs. And it's one of those songs that always moves me in a way because of the energy that's in the song. But I want to talk about how this particular song, which actually came out in February in 1972, this same month here. And so I know that this gateway, this was almost about 40, 41 years ago that this song came out. The song came out in February, and she made her passing in February of this particular song. But the song was written, and how the song was written, the gentleman by the name of Bell that he goes by, he was actually one of the executives who signed the Staple Singers to their first sort of kind of record label after they were coming out of doing a lot of gospel music and started getting into what it was known as inspirational soul music. And what happened with Bell is that he was attending his brother's funeral. His brother was actually gunned down and shot. And he said he was walking into his father's house and just really needed some time to kind of clear his head and just kind of be in a place of his own. And he walked out back. His father had a bus, an old bus that was in the backyard. And he actually got into the bus because he felt this would be sort of like a quiet space for him. And he said, as he began to think about his brother that was murdered at the time, that had got gunned down, he started hearing the words, I know a place, ain't nobody smiling. You know, he started hearing the words to the song. And he said he just listened, and then very, very clearly, he started hearing the music to go along with the song. Now, instantly enough, when he took the song to the Staple Singers, the lead singer, Melva, she wasn't really feeling it at first. But he kept saying, listen, listen. He kept saying, no, this is the way the song has to go. So since she wasn't really feeling it, he took it to the band, and he started to get the band to play the song. And the band started to play the song. And then once the music came, because he already had the music and he already had the lyrics to the song, and then they began to get the song together. And that turned out to be one of their first number one hits, I'll Take You There. This song came out in February 1972, and it was one of a classic hit for the Staple Singers back then, and still to this very day. It's been sampled so many times, you couldn't even believe. And it's a song that transcends generations. So from our youngest little babies to our elders, this song came out. This song actually became a top hit in May. In only 3 months, it rocketed to number one in the United States, and then it went on to be a hit all across Europe and other countries. So, Tecleedy, as they call her. I say to you, as you continue on your journey, very strong sister, very, very strong sister, and a big part of the backbone of the family, of the family's energy. So we definitely will be paying tribute to her tonight, because I know her energy is here with us. Definitely, I know it's been with me for a very, very long time. So welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to be here this evening. We're going to be talking about dreams tonight, dream makers, because that's what you guys are, dream makers. It's so important that we take the opportunity to acknowledge those who have an impact on us on so many different levels, you know, to acknowledge this work. It's important because no one gets to where they are by themselves. And when you can get in a place where you can recognize the expression that you are a combination of everything that you've come in contact with, you know, I'd like to think that each and every one of you guys are my teachers. You guys are my teachers. I have no problem with saying that I have many, many different teachers. And I learn from absolutely everything and everyone I come in contact with. And so it's so important that we take these opportunities to make these acknowledgments, not to build ourselves up, not for some sort of self-gratification, but really, really just recognize those who've helped us on our path and our journey. And sometimes we can be so blinded, which is really, really true, that who we see up front, and know that there are legions of people that are working constantly behind the scenes that never get the true recognition for what is actually happening. So every week that you guys see me up here, know that there's a whole lot of brothers and sisters that come in contact with me, that keep me very honest. They keep me very authentic. They keep me on my shit. They dig in my ass. And they love me. That keeps me so that I can be before you guys and to express this. And to all of them, I send the love to them. I send love to them because I don't get here every week after week after week after week after week just by myself. I don't. I don't get here every week by myself. I have a lot of help from all the brothers and sisters who work with me that sometimes you don't get to see them up front. Sometimes you don't get to hear their name. Sometimes you don't know who they are. But know that they're there. Don't always be blinded by what you see up front. Know that it's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you're not aware of. You're not aware of. That's why this show is about dreams. It's about dreams. It's about the dream makers. You know, it's about making those dreams. Because dreams are the foundation, you know, to your reality. Those dreams are the foundation to your reality. That's important. That's important that you know. Really important. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's Friday night. Dreams is where everything starts at. And I have always had a very, very strong connection with dreams. I'm a dreamer. I love to dream. You know, I love to do the work too, but I love the dream. Dreams are so important. And I've always been very much connected to emotions and dreams. I love all of that shit. It's just so exciting, so sexy to me. It really is. It is just so exciting. It's so sexy. It is. And Sister Vanya just told me she loves dreams, too. She does. She loves dreams, too. And I know all of you guys love dreams, too, because this is where we build our foundation from. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about dreams. I know you guys have questions about dreams, and we're going to get into that. You're going to share some dreams. We're going to talk about them. And, you know, Rain has the dream catchers. And, oh, my goodness, if you do not have a dream catcher by Rain, where the hell have you been? You've got to get one. This has got to be one of the most magical ancestors on the planet when it comes to putting together different elements. So, Dream, the Sister Dream, the Sister Rainwater, you've got to get a dream catcher from her. You've got to. I'm going to put her link up. It may take you a while to get it, but it's so divine. I cannot tell you guys that I'm really working with some energy right now, and I'm looking at this amazing dream catcher that Rain made for me, and it's given me validation as we speak. And we're going to talk about dreams. We're going to talk about row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Yes. And thank you for that, Esther. Esther put up her Etsy shop for Sister Rainwater, and she can also be found on Facebook as well, too, under Raindrops. But you got to get a dream catcher. That dream catcher that she makes, and she will even make them based off of those of you who've had sacred sessions from me or God Goddess Numerica Cosmic Record readings. She will even make it based off of those elements in there, crystals and colors and different elements. She will be able to put them together in a very, 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 very magical way. Very magical way. So life is but a dream, and this is why we're going to be talking about dreams tonight here live in the remix. But first we're going to dance. We're going to raise up that energy. So, you know, the human body, when we get ready to make our transition and we move on from this dimension and we move on to continue our journey and we sort of separate the spirit, it usually that process takes about 3 days to recognize that the human body has transformed. So it's going to take about 3 days. We're going to use this energy to help the sister Cleety Staple as she continues on her journey. And we just wish her well and send her all the love. All the love as she continues to do her work, and we continue to be right by her side as she enters into the ancestor realm. And usually that takes about 3 days for that process to happen. And so she made her transition on Wednesday, officially. I see. So Wednesday, then we have Thursday, Friday. So Saturday she'll be in that almost completion stage. So let's hear a little bit of Baby Blue, just to kind of bring that energy in. I want everyone to go ahead and get themselves up so we can get ready to dance and raise up this energy.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling face.
All right, everyone. That was Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Just a really, really amazing way to be able to just uplift this energy that's here as we wish the oldest Staple Singer, Cleetie Staples, amazing journey as she continues her journey and her work. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Glue, and you're live in The Remix, and we're going to be talking about dreams tonight because dreams are so important. It's the foundation of what is going on. And one of the other things, I want to kind of put this out there while I kind of got everyone's attention, is to let you know Sunday night, Brother Wayne Chandler is coming. He's going to be live in The Remix on Sunday night. So that's right. Lock it in. Sunday night, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be live in The Remix, and that's always a treat to have Brother Wayne Chandler come by. He's going to let us know what he's been up to, as well as some of the things that he has coming up, and always share some very, very ancient knowledge, ancient future knowledge with us here live in The Remix. So that's going to be a great treat. I'm certainly looking forward to that. So Sunday night, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be live in The Remix. So now, let's talk about dreams. Let's talk about why it's so important for us, one, to understand about dreams, and to understand how we can begin to use this energy of dreams. And that is, dreams are not anything new. Decoding dreams, understanding our dreams, it's actually something that has been done since the beginning of time, very, very ancient time. And dreams are something that is powerful. It can cause transformation within you. Lots of things that are going on in your life to be able to understand these things of dreams. The subconscious mind is really amazing because it has a way to explore these things in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Can explore these things for you. Your dreams will take you into places that consciously you are literally afraid to go. Problems that you have working, going through things in your life, dreams will be able to take you there. Your dreams will help you to decode these things, to understand everything from your life purpose to illness to absolutely everything is there. You know, dream. All of these things can be said and done through dreams. They're very, very powerful when you can begin to understand them, to begin to understand. Back in ancient times, they had dream temples. And these particular dream temples that they had, you would actually go into these dream temples at night, and you would dream under the guidance of certain gods and goddesses. They would bring you into these dream temples. And literally, if you had some sort of physical ailment in your body, you would be able to set yourself in the position so that you could dream and get the answer to what it is that you need to know. So lots of information has been pulled out from that. So we're going to be talking about dreams and listening to some of your dreams. So I want you guys to start thinking about those dreams. Some dreams are seeds that are planted in us. We have dreams from other different realities and other dimensions as well. And when these dreams begin to come back to us, some of you have had dreams that you keep having, repeated dreams. What does all of that mean? And how to begin to do your own dream journal. These reoccurring dreams, are really, really something for you to begin to focus on. I'm so glad you guys are here and you want to find out more about dreams because this is what we're here to talk about tonight. So as we get ready to get into dreams tonight, it's only fair that we begin to really kind of bring that energy in about dreams. So we're going to listen to a little bit of tunes here to kind of get us in that mood so we can begin to understand and start to talk about dreams. We'll open up the phone lines and we'll start to go in from there.
When time allows my mind to sleep, when thoughts and visions of your being become as real to me as life, I then become aware. You are there. With eyes closed, I can taste your lips, your breasts, your hair. Such a dream, so real, such a love, I feel I want to stay there forever and ever in the realms of this dream. Oh, dream maker. Weaver of magical dreams, make this dream come true tonight. Oh, dream maker. magical dreams. When we awaken, let it be love that we make. Until it's time to dream.
All right, that was Rick James and Dream Makers. Yes, and I wanted to, yes, that was Rick James for all of you guys out there and Dream Makers. I think that is excellent. Tonight we're going to be talking about dreams and really talking, and I'm speaking to all of you magic makers out there, because dreams is actually how you begin to know your magic. This is taking you into the foundation, a lot of the foundation of the work that you're doing. And so we're going to be talking about this and going through this. One of the things that I also tell you guys is that when you start to talk about decoding dreams, and this was a show, many, many shows that we've done to talk about dreams and understanding dreams and the different levels of the dream, and even understanding that, one, every single symbol in the dream is you. And two, even though there are books out there that really can help you decode your dreams, one of the things that I do in the Know Your Magic audio workbook is I teach you how to make your own dream journal. Because truly, that is the only person that can help you to decode your dreams. Because nothing is the same. We are so individually unique in what we do and how we do it. But there's many different levels. But if you're trying to understand your level of dreams when it comes to you personally, and you want to begin to look at that in your day-to-day life to help you work through problems, maybe to help you to find your purpose or help you to move beyond some of the fears that you have, phobias or challenges that you have going on in your life, or even things to help you with your health or wellness, then you have to begin to look at these different signs and symbols. Through the subconscious mind is where you're going to find a lot of these answers. And so we're going to begin to get into all of these questions here. And, yes, do some dream work tonight and and really, really begin to get into this. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want you guys to press 1 when you get on the line, particularly you magic makers. I want you guys to do that. And to know that knowing your magic is knowing how to manifest your dreams. That's a big part of knowing your magic. And so tonight we're going to be talking about dreams and all things about dreams. All right? And so 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that know that you have a question that you want to talk about your dream. We're going to go to the first caller calling in. It looks like from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hey, Blue. Can you cut your computer speakers off, please?
Yeah, I just turned them down.
Okay. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Queen Mystique in the chat room. Out of San
okay.
Diego.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi. Okay, I was calling because it's really ironic that we're on this subject because I was talking about my dream. And I have been stuck on this one dream for a little while now. And I've been doing some research, so I really just wanted to get on the topic, and I had a dream a little while ago, and it was about some about Titans, but the biggest part of the dream was I was on an island. And there were these powerful, the best way I can depict them was some Black Power sisters. And they tested me, they tested my strength, and then they was like, she's one of us, she's in. And then from the sky came down, I want to say the mothership, but it was a, gate stone at the bottom of it. And all that stuck with me, and I've been doing my research on that because it's just been stuck in my head, and I started researching the last couple of days, even up until last night. And it's funny that this is what the show is about tonight, because I'm like, no, I need to know. Because that was, well, for me, that was deep.
Well, here's one of the things. All of our dreams, I think, are really, really profound and very, very deep, and it's many different levels. So you may have 100 people help you with dreams, and each one of them come from a different position. And this is why it's important, and I want each one of you to feel very, very comfortable with trusting sort of what you're picking up from the universe. Because, again, you guys are magic makers. If you're listening to the remix, I know you are. So I want you to tell us, what did you get out of the dream?
Well, I say with doing the research now, because it's been on my mind and over the last couple of days, I just get that the part of being powerful, just being that powerful Black woman that I know I am, what I stand for. And then doing the research, me researching about the stone, and it just, all of it related to me, down to the fire, the goddess of the fire.
Yeah, everything is you. That's the first level of a dream, is that absolutely everything from the dirt on the ground to the clouds in the sky is a different aspect of you. That's the first level. So what did you take away from the dream? What did you take away? What do you feel it meant? Not what you researched. What do you feel it meant? Because you got to know what these things mean to you. For someone, they could be on the island, and that could be the most beautiful experience for them based on something in their life. And for someone else, it could be the most terrifying, terrifying thing that could have ever happened to them. So I want you, it's good to look at the symbology in the dreams because we can use that information. But I want you to begin to come from your heart because true hearing, true understanding comes out of your heart. So what did you feel from that dream?
Well, first of all, when I realized I was on an island and I was driving on the road and it was water around me, I was scared at first. I was just like, I'm on an island. I mean, there's water, you know, and I was a little nervous. I was driving to the store, but once I got over that part and I got to the, I ended up where I was at, and there was some powerful blacks. And at that point, I just felt, I say, liberated, and I felt like I can be me. I can do this. I can be me, and it's okay to be me and just be who I'm used to being. Something that I haven't been really fully tapped into, and I'm like, no, this is what I need to go back to being.
And see how much more powerful that is than you reading some book that's telling you what this means. Now, don't get me wrong, there's power in that as well, too. But remember, all of these things are coming from dreams. They're coming from within you. You're coming from your subconscious mind. This is really how, if we want to say the ancestors connect with us, this is how the divine speaks with us. This is how we begin to have this conversation with our higher self. All of this is coming from your dreams. The good thing is, even if you've never remembered your dream, and I've said this 100 times over on the show, what's more important is how you feel. Sometimes we wake up and we can't remember dreams, but it's the feeling that you took away from that. What's important for you to begin to take a look at is I want you to start thinking about what's in your heart versus what's in your mind. And this is where you're having the conflict, and this dream is speaking to this. The dream is literally speaking to this. And if we look at some of these things, here on the universal level and just take it how it is connected to you on an authentic level, you're going to see that. That's why I gave you the experience about someone being on an island. You said at first you were scared. You were scared. One of your number one things that you are afraid of is you're afraid of being alone. That island represented showing you the isolation, the isolation. So I want to ask you this question because you can get a lot of insight into what this is. Tell me what your meaning of life is. What is the meaning of life to you? When you start to think about the meaning of life, what does that mean to you?
I can remember when I was a kid, my mom first let me go outside, and all I knew, understood was I was just love. That's all I've ever expressed.
So your meaning of life, let me ask you this. So you're saying the meaning of life to you is love.
Yes. I mean, that's the best. That's me, is love and giving back what I know, what I learn. That's from a love standpoint. That's what I do.
So life to you is giving back, or is life to you love?
I just love it. I don't know. I figure for me, it's love and giving back. I mean, that's just all that's where I'm at. That's what I do. I fight for my people. I love my people. I mean, that's me, and I love that. So I don't know. That's
That's fine. That's fine. There is no wrong answer here, but I want you to see how you're even struggling with what you're saying. And I want you to be able to hear what you're saying, because this was a very, very profound dream. I want you to now tell me what's not working in your life.
What is not working? Right now, I'm really in the process of getting myself organized as I used to be, so I can just move forward with my dream of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. This is what your mind is telling me is not working. And I want you to begin to see, because what your dream was trying to tell you is that your philosophy and your psychology is not matching. And you have a conflict between what's in your mind and what's in your heart. The number one thing that spirit is saying that's in conflict with you in your life is what you say you're all about, and that's love. That's love. That's where you're having the challenge, is receiving the love you feel you're giving out, correct?
Yes, I could say that. To a certain degree, yeah. I don't really expect very much back. I just like for everybody to, you know. I like to see everybody
that's
prosper around
hold
me.
Hold on. That's not even a balanced thought. So you're telling me, and it's a very arrogant thought, that you're good enough to give love to people, but they're not good enough to give it to you?
No, they're good enough to give it to me. Everybody that is immediately around me shows me love, gives me love.
But that's not the love you're looking for.
It will probably be in a relationship.
And that's the love you're looking for.
That's the love I desire.
Yeah, same thing, desire you're looking for. That's the conflict. You don't want nothing back. And therefore, you're getting nothing back. Nothing. That's why you can't get that love. Because you said out of your own mouth, I don't
want anything back. And that is the energy that you're sending out into the universe. Check it out. I'm giving out.
Okay, we're
going
to have to fix
stuff.
That tonight. Then we're going to have to fix that. I'm going to have to fix that. That ain't working. And that is not my intention.
You're saying, I don't want nothing back, but then you're pissed off that you ain't getting it. So when I say to you that your psychology is not matching your philosophy, that's true.
So what do I need to do, Ms. Blue? Maybe some tools.
You're like, okay, Ms. Blue, damn it. What do I need to do, damn it, Ms. Blue? A couple of things, because the dream you had was powerful, and I'm really going to take my time tonight, you guys, because I know that everyone who's calling in is divinely calling in. And I want you to take a look at, you said there wasn't a gate stone. Didn't you say it wasn't a gate? Wasn't it a gate?
Yes. Yes, and it was
you
red.
You said there wasn't a gate stone. So let me ask you, did you go do some research on the agate stone?
I just was doing it. I started it, and I did some more last night, and it started popping up. It came real clear.
Okay, so what did,
clear.
You, what did you get from the agate stone since it came real clear? Tell me about it. Let's hear a magic maker on the line right now.
It came real clear. It coincided with what I want to do with my business. And
No. Tell us.
Hold on.
Because I do want to tell you something, and I mean to cut you off, but hold on a second. You do realize that your issue with your business, your issue with your finances, your issue with all of that is because of this thing going on between your mind and your heart.
I realize that. I'm trying to fight. I don't understand this battle. I've never been like this, so I'm stuck. I'm trying to figure it out, and I really want to get out of this rut because it's running me crazy, and I've never been like this.
And here's something I want you to do. And again, I say this so you can be this reflection for all of us tonight. You do realize when you came on, you said you were in a great place. Your philosophy in life was love. You was good. But, you know, of course, Ms. Blue knew that wasn't true. But I'm saying, I'm just saying, I want you to tell me how you were able to take a look at the agate. And I want you to begin to now take that information you learned from the agate and apply it to you giving love and how you want to receive it.
Well, I mean, be more creative in what it is that I want to do and everything around me. Use my creativity from the best way that I know how to express myself the way that I am. I mean, it was.
Well,
and so the best thing that poked out for me was the fact that it was about being creative. And I went to the goddess of that and about the mythology of her. And she was about being romantic and erotic. And that, I mean, it all coincided with me.
It did. One of the things that agate is known for, and I'm just going to give you some more insight so you can begin to work with this energy and understand. One thing about you is that you are already creative. So being more creative is not your issue. That's not it at all. At the core of it is to understand that you're giving out all of this love. But what you're saying out of your mouth is that you don't want anything in return. But then you're getting frustrated because you're not getting nothing in return. The one that has to be fixed, like I said, it's a very arrogant position to come from. To think that you're worthy of giving something but you cannot receive. So the main thing for you that the agate is critical for. And whenever I give out the agate for somebody to begin to work with this, is that the agate really helps foster self-acceptance and understanding. And that's what you don't have for you. You have that for everyone else, but not for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been fighting with myself, and I didn't used to be like this. I don't know what happened. And
well, what happened is your psychology is not matching your philosophy. You cannot say that you're all about love and you want to give love and you want nothing in return. You hold this idea of nothing in your mind, and then your mind of nothing, just in case nothing doesn't happen. You see, so what you're most afraid of is so that you don't get disappointed because you've had too many heartaches in your life. And so this is the way that you protect yourself by saying, I don't want nothing back. So you have to change that and honestly know that this is all rooted in disappointment. And you have to begin to open your heart to know that what you give out is what you need to receive. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong. And one of the things that I learned about spiritual work, there has to be an exchange. If there is no exchange, that's when you start getting into cell work. See, there has to be an exchange. If you give love, then love should come back.
You're absolutely right.
If you are truly giving love, then the only thing that should come back is love. But you have to be willing to receive that. You have to be able to take an honest look at yourself. That island, when you were first scared, that dream was showing you that there were other women who were in the same position as you, who felt the same thing as you did, but they were able to make it by facing their fear. Your fear is disappointment. I want you to share with us, what disappoints you the most? Be honest. Be honest. What disappoints you the most?
I don't know. I've been disappointed in so many ways, so many times. I just seeing people around me not moving right. I don't know. People lying to me when my heart is in something.
So being lied to is what disappoints you the most. And I want you to be able to hear this, and then we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to give you some things to do. And I want you to recognize that you have been lying to yourself.
Okay.
And let me tell you what I mean by that. You've been lying to yourself by saying that you give this love and you don't expect anything else back. That's not true. You do expect something back. That's so not true. So in order for people to stop lying to you, you've got to stop lying to yourself. You want people to stop disappointing you. You have become your own disappointment. And so you have to begin to learn how to celebrate yourself, accept yourself, and love yourself.
All right, it's going down.
You
I like
can
to
do
say,
it.
start working with the agate. Take it with you into meditation. As you take this agate, I want you to go into a meditation. And when you begin to go into this meditation, I want you to visualize yourself pulling down beautiful pink energy and having it flow into your heart. Having that energy flow into you. And then what I want you to do is I want you to begin to take some time after you went into this meditation and you begin to hold this agate and work with the energy inside the agate, because the agate is one of those very, very powerful crystals that really helps to balance out emotional energy. And right now, when I get into your aura, I see that all of these things are leaking. You have leakages coming out of your heart and coming out of your throat chakra area, because you're not speaking your truth and you're not living from what's really in your heart. Be honest with that. I want you to begin to journal your thoughts down. How you're going to start stop those leakages is you need to start telling yourself, I give and receive love equally. And stop fooling yourself with a lie, telling yourself that you don't want anything in return. And you can do it. You can do it. You can. You've already seen it in your dream, so you know it's possible. You know it's possible for you to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. This has been my day in, day out battle. Like, what is it? And I someone keeps telling me, go back to who you was way back when. Just go there. And I'm like, they don't want to deal with her. But then I'm like, that's when everybody was the nicest. I didn't have no problems from nobody. Well, I guess I got to give it to them then.
Well, here's the thing, and I want you to understand that this ain't no shit happening outside of you. Don't be fooled by that. Because back then, when you were just saying whatever came out of your mouth, you were hurting desperately on the inside. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Don't be fooled by what come out of a person's mouth. You know how they say the dog that barks the loudest? That's the punk-ass dog. That's the dog that's the punk. That's the one that
was the thing,
so
though. I was quiet, Miss Blue. I was quiet and just didn't nobody mess with me, and I just did me.
No,
I didn't worry about nobody else.
No, that's not true. You don't have to go back to doing anything. Just be. Be real. Be honest with yourself. You can bullshit everybody else, but the person you cannot bullshit is yourself. Because that is what's going to show up in your energy. And so when people are reading your aura, I don't care what you say out your mouth. I don't care what you don't say out of your mouth. They're going to be able to see you authentically. That is the origin. So you want to know why they keep lying to you? Because they know that you're lying to yourself. You want to know why they keep disappointing you? Because you keep disappointing yourself. I don't care what you don't say, and I don't care what you do say. So, there you have it.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Peace and love. I love the Remix family.
Peace
and I'm
love.
Getting back on live. All right.
There you go. And I look forward to you calling back in again. Peace and love.
Absolutely.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. Let's see what area code. Calling in from area code 301. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, I'm
greetings,
Miss Berry from
your
the Beach area. Miss Berry.
Oh, Berry Berry.
Yeah.
Like Mary it's Mary, Berry Berry.
Yeah, it's been a long while since I called in and listened.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw you, and you were talking about dreams, so I
mm-hmm.
called in. And...
okay.
I'm sorry,
tell
I'm kind
us.
Of nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be scared, as they say. Don't be scared.
I'm excited, nervous. So.
Okay.
Well, I noticed I've had two dreams of somewhat the same and different. Where
mm-hmm.
I was driving, and I was on a bridge, but the bridge had ended, and I fell in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And after I drove my car in the water, I ended up, like, in the office because I was trying to find help because I'm, like, I guess the road ended and a guy was showing me, like, a map or whatever. And then another one, I was riding with my brother
mm-hmm.
In a car
mm-hmm.
and I fell in the water again. But
mm-hmm.
I don't remember me panicking, but I was able to get out the car and underneath the water, and then I remember waking up. So it's
mm-hmm.
been a lot of, and lately I haven't had remember any dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I do
mm-hmm.
have a dream journal. I've had, you know, different dreams too.
Mm-hmm.
But the one with the water, and I keep having
mm-hmm.
a dream of this guy, my former ex boyfriend, and I don't. So the water dream is getting me, and me keep dreaming about him is getting on my nerves. So,
mm-hmm. okay. Well, you know, interesting enough, Berry Berry, you called in and you would have this particular profound dream. And one of the things I want you guys to understand when it comes to dreams, there are many different levels of that. Tonight, I would like to really, really kind of keep it on a personal level because I want you guys to really begin to know that you can begin to trust what you say and what you're picking up from when it comes to dreams. I want you guys to be able to do that. Like I said, in the Know Your Magic audio workbook, I tell you how to make your own dream journal, which is very, very powerful. I started talking about earlier, but I think it's more important, and I love connecting with you guys, and when we can share and we can kind of work these things out together, that is just really where the magic happens. And so that is critical for me, too. So I'm not going to get too much into the philosophy about understanding dreams and really about our ancestors. I think that is important, but what's more important is to understand that this is a way that your subconscious mind speaks to you so that you can begin to understand that. But I will tell you this, like I said, there's many ways that we can decode dreams, and we can get caught up in the woo-woo, and we can get caught up into the fantastic of the dreams all day. But at the end of the day, I really want you to walk away or be able to have some things and learn how to work with this energy so that you can begin to decode this for yourself in the future or look or know the components that you can begin to examine the dreams from. It's very, very profound things. Your dreams send you warnings. And what I love about your dream is that it's sending you a warning, but you felt that. Didn't you?
Yeah.
You felt
yeah.
that. You felt that this dream was sending you a warning. Now, of course, the first thing our mind is going to say is, oh, no, I got to stay away from cars, and oh, no, bridges, and oh, no, water. Am I going to, you know, of course, these type of things come up. I can tell you in most cases, our dreams are not prophetic. Can they be? Yes. Can they be dreams about the future? Of course they can, but in most cases, they are not. What your dream is explaining to you is that this is a warning for you. So I want to be very, very clear when we start to look at this. This is a warning. Your dream is saying, check it out, it's a warning. But your warning for you, Berry Berry, is that you don't keep your word. You don't do what you say you're going to do. That's your struggle. You make a lot of good promises, promises to yourself and to other people, but you're having a hard time keeping your word. You're having a hard time doing what you say you're going to do.
How do I fix that?
You can fix it by, and I'm thank you for your honesty, because you're speaking to thousands of us out here.
Am I doing too much?
You're not doing too much. You're not doing too much, but what's happening is that you're not allowing yourself to see where you really are. So what happens is you start to make all these promises and you start to say all of these things with all the intentions of doing it, but then you get caught up in time. The next thing you know, it's like, dang,
I don't have enough time
to do it. Trust me, Ms. Blue can feel you on that. So what you're going to have to start doing is really begin to do what our ancestors did, and they held their words very sacred. And so you have to begin to pause before you start making all of these commitments to do these things that you know you may not be able to do. So you're going to have to begin to practice silence. So before you say, yeah, girl, I'm a... Pause. just pause.
You said practice what?
Silence.
Sorry.
That's a challenge for you, too. But practice silence. That's what I want you to practice. Just practice being silent and really, really taking time every single day. For you, I don't care if you give me 20 minutes. I don't care if you give me 15 minutes. I need you to meditate. You have to. You're definitely going to have to meditate. And also, I'm going to give you an angel to work with, the Archangel Gabriel. To work with the Archangel Gabriel, one of the things about Gabriel, Gabriel is the Archangel of communication and revelation. And see, when you start understanding the communication that you're about to say to someone and how that communication is coming across, you're going to have a revelation to know that some of these things you're not going to be able to do. To work with the Archangel Gabriel. She really, really, and I see Gabriel in feminine energy. She really brings about clarity, insight, wisdom, and creativity. Because sometimes we don't keep our word. And that's not the most important thing. We don't renegotiate. So instead of telling somebody that you're going to be there at 10 o'clock, we don't renegotiate and say, hey, look, I thought I was going to be there at 10, but I'm just not going to make it. Can we do it at 11? Can we do it at 12? Can we do it at 1? So you've got to start having these revelations. Work with the energy of the Archangel Gabriel. Begin to study Gabriel's story. Give some energy to it. Take the Archangel Gabriel with you into meditation visualization. Your problem is in your mind. You have an issue with saying no, because growing up, you got told no a whole lot. So you don't like to tell nobody ask no. You the yes girl. You the yes girl.
Yeah, and I don't. Yeah, it's a lot.
So you've got to learn how to say no. You've got to learn how to say no. Yeah, somebody saying it in the chat room, Brother Bilal, the power, the ability to say no. You've got to learn when to say no.
But I need the
You
fun.
Mean well. You need to say no to some of that. Yeah. There ain't no other way around it. Just going to have to learn how to say no. You have good intentions, but, you know, as they say, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. So, you gotta learn how to say no. So that's what I gotta say. Work with the Archangel Gabriel, practice silence, and learn how to say no. That's how you fix that.
Okay.
All right. Peace
Thank
and love
you.
To you. You're welcome. All right. We're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
Oh. All right. Hello, good night, Griffin.
How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Griffin. How are you? How are you, dream maker, magic maker? How are you?
I'm doing all right. to be totally honest, you know, dealing with a few challenges, but I really can see where I'm making certain strides and improvements.
Beautiful.
But the thing that I really wanted to ask you about is two dreams. I'm going to make it really short, but two dreams that really kind of had me wondering about what they really mean. Can say I did come to some conclusion, but I still have questions up to now about it. One happened this week where our dreamer was in a garden and I moved a block and a bunch of ants, some huge red ants just crawled out and basically covered the driveway. And then they started kind of marching in squares. And then two guys came with powder, white powder, and just dumped it on them. And I think it's like ant powder killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I got from that when I woke up was like, I don't like dealing with them when I'm in the garden because they really bite. They're like comparison to fire ants, so they have
mm-hmm.
a nasty bite.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second thing was insects in our culture meet sickness. So I was like, you know, am I going to be ill or something like that? So I did some reading on the internet, and what I got from it was like when you see ants in a dream, it kind of means pettiness, like you're dealing with pettiness or something like that. And that's true for me because I'm dealing with that while I'm at work and, you know, general life. So that one kind of happened puzzle. And the next one was I was in bed with a lady, and when I look across, I saw it was the face of Rihanna. And I just don't know what to make of that. But, well, I the following day, I should say, really, I heard my sister talking about an interview she did. And she was talking about loneliness and being alone and stuff like that. And that kind of really struck with me, where I'm dealing with my own loneliness and stuff like that. But I wanted to see if there was anything else that I wasn't seeing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, and while we're talking about that, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, miss.
What is your meaning of life?
Well, kind of hard, but I think the meaning of life is to give it purpose. Yeah, that's what I think.
You said
it says
what?
Looking for the meaning of life is giving it purpose. Because
giving,
like,
wait, hold on a second. Giving it purpose? I'm asking you, what is your meaning of life?
Well, it's almost like I don't understand the question, really, but when you say that, what I feel to say in response is the meaning of life, in my understanding, is to give it purpose instead of looking for, you know, you go about chasing dreams and all of that, and you end up wasting your life. You just choose a purpose, and then you just go with that. So that's what I feel. I don't know if that's the, you know.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Well, here's a couple of things I want you to take a look at. You know, when we start to look at the insects and we start to look at ants, I don't think there's any insect or anything that works harder on the planet than ants.
Okay.
Do you know that an ant can carry almost 1,000 pounds its own weight?
Yes, it
will. Ants. You can see this little ant, and it will be carrying a breadcrumb that almost weighs 20 times more than what it weighs.
Yeah.
And they can do some very, very profound things. Ants also taps into the intuition. This is about your intuition. And when we started to talk about the meaning of life, interesting enough, you said you feel as though the meaning of life is find your purpose and then just do your purpose. Don't waste your time doing all these other things. So let me ask you, what is the purpose of life?
Wow. No, when I hear it, it's almost like I'm hearing, okay, what I hear is the purpose of life is to work out your issues and to evolve and grow. That's what it is. Because it just seems that everything just is and it grows and it just keeps on growing and evolving. So
one of the things I want you to take a look at, Griffin, you do realize that the meaning of life and the purpose of life is in conflict. You said the meaning of life is not to waste time, it's to find your purpose and to move on with it. Okay. And now you're saying the purpose of life is to grow, to learn, and evolve. There's a conflict there. Ants also allows you to understand that what the ants were trying to tell you in the dream is that you have to stop being lazy. This is why, even for you, ants, you kind of fear them. You understand? Ants, it's like, ooh, no ants. And yes, Yolisa said it in the chat room. Ants work nonstop. There's nobody who can overcome obstacles better than ants. Because they will go over and do whatever they got to do what they have to do.
So where am I lazy then, Miss Boone? Because, you know, when...
What did you say?
Like, I'm trying to find where in my life I'm being lazy.
Griffin. Now, you do realize she's talking to me.
Yes, Ms. Blue.
You're not asking me where in your life you're being lazy. You're not asking me that, Griffin. You already know where you're being lazy at. You want to have one purpose and do it. So let me ask you, Griffin, what is your purpose in life?
I think I'm here to, I really think I'm here in this world to, my purpose here is to teach people how to love themselves. I inspire people with my whatever creative work I do.
Okay. You just said the purpose of life is to overcome obstacles. So I know you got a whole lot of damn obstacles in your life because you believe that's the purpose.
Did I say obstacles? No.
You sure did. You surely did. You can download.
All right. I want to listen over to
you said that earlier, that the purpose of life is to grow and to overcome obstacles.
Okay, right. I understand, yes.
And so your purpose in life is to teach people how to what? What do you want to teach them?
Well, I caution with the word teach. What I will say is...
No. You just say what you said. It's nothing wrong. You said to teach people to...
love themselves. You know,
Hold on. You said to teach people to love themselves. Do you love yourself, Griffin? Honestly.
Well, honestly, no. Sometimes it's a real challenge. It's in all plain honesty. And how I know, like some exercises I've done, it's just really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do them, but it's just really difficult.
But do you hear the conflict? You want to teach something that you don't honestly even believe for yourself. That's got to be a conflict. It's got to be a challenge. Imagine if I wanted to teach people how to do readings and I didn't believe in my own reading.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Well, the reason why I came to that conclusion was I realize it's the one thing in my life that is my biggest challenge. So, you know, in my doing whatever artwork or anything else I do, I think really that's the one thing that I should, that is my purpose, to really learn it for myself and to help other people in my work. Yeah, that's
okay, but you do realize that your psychology has got to match your philosophy. If it don't, then what you do, which we tend to call our religion, as Reverend Goddess Charmaine says, what you do is your religious practice. You do realize that your religious practice does not match your psychology and your philosophy. So what you do and what you say and what you feel, they are not coming together. That's why you're struggling with it. The purpose of life is to grow and to overcome obstacles, but you believe that you're here to teach people about love, but you don't quite love yourself. And if you're being lazy and not really doing your work to the fullest, then you're going to struggle. So the ants are here to show you the way that you have to begin to put in the work so that you can begin to see it. Killing the ants is not going to solve the problem. You don't want to kill the ants. In the dream, the ants got killed. That represents the work. That represents the dream. It's dying. It's dying right before your face.
All right. Right now, I just have to listen and really try to get this because, you know, I want to. I really feel
yeah.
I need to. You know, and
well,
something
for nothing.
I don't know where to come. Okay.
Something for nothing doesn't match. You can't want to get this, Griffin. You have to do it. And you have to do it from your heart. If it's not in your heart, you know what? If I'm getting ready to do something, Griffin, if it doesn't almost bring me to complete orgasmic moments, I don't do it.
Well, nothing. I it's almost as if I don't know what to do then. I must be honest because I don't want to say that, you know. So that's why I just decided to do something and just, you know, when I said that learning to love myself is my greatest challenge, and just looking at that, I'm saying, you know, maybe I could, that is really my thing to do, you know, do it for myself, and when I do it for myself, I can help others, but I don't want to go in circles. I just want to, you know, I feel also that I'm doing the work to get over these things that are challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So...
here's one of the things, and I believe that I've given you this before for you to do. I want you to paint a picture of your heart. What's in your heart? Paint that. Draw that out. What's in your heart? And then use that as your meditation and begin to work with it. It's going to help you to line up what you truly, truly feel, what you think, and what you're doing. So take some time, take some energy, and paint your heart. Truly the love that you have, because you have this love in your heart. Truly how you want to express yourself, and begin mm-hmm. to paint that. And use that as your healing, as your meditation. Recognize that the heart, that's the philosopher's stone. That's what that is. The
yes.
heart is the philosopher's stone. Paint that. Bring it into this physical reality. Because right now, when I get in your energy, you know, the average human, your aura, and this is just for the average human. So we're going to talk about Tyrone walking down the block. The average human's aura.
Hey, you know what's funny about that?
Is,
my brother's. Okay, fine. Just,
your brother's name is Tyrone.
Yeah, you're right.
The average aura, Spirit gave me that name, is about
yeah.
3 to 4 city blocks. That's the average aura. When I get into your energy, I'm very tight. It's not those main 7 chakras that is not lining up, but it's those little ones, because we have about 3,000 of them in our body. They're not spinning. And it is from the energy of these little chakras that we don't talk about that causes our aura to permeate, to go out. That's what causes that energy to go out. Your aura should be expanding at least 3 to 4 city blocks, and right now it's not there. It's limited. That it's your limited definition that's energetically going into your body, because our thoughts is what is making our cells and the energy and the chi and the life force that moves through our body. You can literally begin to speak to your organs. You can speak to these things. You can speak to your blood. You can speak to these energy things inside of you. But you've made yourself in a self-made box, and you've shut down this energy. You've shut down your chi. So I feel like I'm almost in a little straitjacket when I get in your energy. But you've got to expand your aura so we can begin to get out there. The average human's aura is about 3 to 6 blocks. Yours is not there. I need you to work on that. How you can do it as a magic maker, how you can begin to get into this energy.
Yeah.
Paint a picture of your heart, of what you feel in your heart, and begin to use that as your philosopher's stone. Use that as your talisman. Use that as your meditation. And this is going to help open up. It's going to get those little chakras to start spinning inside of you.
All right.
Those little chakras right now energetically in your energy, helping them to start spinning, helping them to start moving. We get so focused on those 7 chakras or those 12, but that's not who's running the show. We talked about that in the beginning. Don't always look at what's up front. You've got to begin to do some internal feng shui.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Internal feng shui. And that's how you're going to begin to do it. That's how you're going to begin to expand your aura. Because, Griffin, you have all of that love inside of you. You want to expand it out. Beautiful.
All right, Miss Bo. Thank you so
much. All right. Peace and love.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Griffin. I want you to get to painting. I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Yes, Miss Bo. All right. No problem.
All right. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings to you. You talked to me actually last week. I'm Lo.
Who is it? I'm sorry.
Lo.
Who is it?
Lo.
Lo. Lo. Okay. Greetings, Lo. Mm-hmm.
Greetings. I don't know why I called back, but... You know, I did look up the word fairy, and I'm telling you, I'm still, I don't know what to say because it sounds like it's saying different things to me. You know, you had told me to look up fairies because that's what you saw around me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, forgive
yeah.
me, forgive me.
That's okay.
Really, it's going to sound really crazy. I vaguely remember that. But
okay.
I do remember that.
Okay.
I just kind of remember that. But
I can tell you briefly that I had actually called in about my job. That's me. And I don't know if people
okay.
call. Well,
okay, yes,
my...
I do. Yes.
Okay.
I kind of remember that. Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Well,
and,
okay. I just, well, just tonight I called about... I'm struggling in my head on several things. I would like to also learn how to really read because I just feel like I have that, what am I trying to say? I feel like I can read people myself, but I don't know yet. I would like to study that. And you said that you were trying to, or you had given lessons to others, or you said something like that tonight.
I said what now?
That you at one point was trying to teach reading lessons.
Mm.
You said that to that guy earlier.
No. What I told him was imagine me not believing in my own reading.
Okay.
And trying to
that.
Give reading. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're
yeah.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You know,
I was,
tonight,
like...
tonight we're talking about dreams.
Oh, okay. I have
that's what
time.
We're talking. Yeah,
okay.
That's what we're talking about is dreams. If you have a dream or something that you want to talk about, we can talk about that.
I have so many of them, I can't even think of one tonight. I'm sorry. I missed you when you first came in, so, yeah. I don't.
Oh, that's okay. You want to keep listening because that's always
yes,
helpful.
Yes, I'll
too.
Keep listening.
Keep listening?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, don't hang
beautiful.
Me up.
No.
Don't
oh,
hang
no, no,
me up.
No. No.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
All right.
Okay. Thank
peace
you.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay. Peace and love to you.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Brandon calling from Detroit.
Greetings, Brandon from Detroit. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I just got in. I just found out what we was what you did the show about. It's about dreams, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a dream that I want to tell you about. Well, basically, it's like I've been having the same dream for like a couple weeks now, but it's not like the exact same dream. It's just like it's dealing, like, with the same thing. Like, I'm always trying to, like, run from some type of facility or something.
You said what now? You're always
like,
what?
I'm trying to escape. Like, I'm running for something, and I'm trying to leave, like, a building, like a school. And sometimes it'd be an army base, and then sometimes it'd just be a big old building. And then, like, the last one that really had me thinking was I was running from something, and it just kept, like, it was coming after me, and it was, like, blowing up the walls behind me. And then I just stopped to try to look at it then, because I was scared at first. Then I just manned up or whatever and just stopped to try to look at it, and then I didn't see it. And then I seen Barack Obama. He was riding a horse. He was riding a white horse, and then I had a chance to talk to him. And he wasn't really nice. He was kind of mean, but he wasn't rude to me. And I really didn't understand it, that dream. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about it.
Well, first I want you to tell me, Brandon, what do you think the dream was trying to tell you?
Well, I think that it was trying to tell me I need to get out. I need to go, and I need to escape. That's what it was, basically, my dream. I feel like it was telling me I need to get out of the situation I'm in.
That you need to get out the situation that you're in. And so, since you've been having that dream, what have you done since then?
Really, I haven't done, like, anything. I've just been trying to decipher the dream, like, and really trying to understand it.
Okay.
It's just,
Well, let me ask you this, Brandon. Tell me. Tell me, what does life mean to you?
To me, life means to be alive, to live, and just to be free. That's what life means to me.
And so let me ask you, what do you value the most? Name something you value the most.
I value the women in my family the most, like, out of everything. I really don't have a particular item or thing that I value the most. It's like, I just value, like, the women in my family. Like, I'm real overprotective.
Like your mother, right?
My mother, my sister.
Your mother and your sister. And you value them. So let me ask you a question. Do you listen to people you value?
Not really. That's my main problem. I'm not a big listener.
So, you can see the conflict, right? Because you just told me that some of the things that you value the most in your life is the women in your life. And then I ask you, do you listen to the women in your life? And you said that's your main problem, you don't listen. So then the truth is you don't value them. Because if you truly value them, you would listen.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because I always felt like it was like something between, like I love them, but it's just like it's hard for me to really communicate with them, like on the.
So now, let me ask you, Brandon, what is love to you again?
What is love or
life?
Life is to be free and to live and be free. That's what it is to me, to have.
So who is holding you captive?
I would say myself. Because I don't really feel like anybody is holding me captive right now.
Here's the truth, because you know, Miss Blue, you know I'm going to tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
You know
I'm going to
tell you the truth. And this, Brandon, is really going to help you. It's going to help you a lot. Because it's going to bring really some good understanding. It's going to help to clear up a lot of confusion about what you feel, what you think, your psychology, your philosophy, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, you don't believe shit nobody tell you. That's the truth.
Yeah, it is. I don't believe nothing nobody's saying unless they have some proof.
Nobody tells you. You don't even believe the shit you're telling yourself. You don't. You don't.
I do.
Let me ask you a question. Do you love the remix?
Yes. It's like the most. Yes, I do.
Now, do you realize that you said that you love your mother, and then you said, but I just asked you, do you love the remix? You said, yes, I do. So am I to believe that you love the remix and not your mother?
It's in a different type of love.
Really?
I don't want to make it sound bad. It's just I love my mother on the type of level that she's, you know, my mother, and
she's good enough to love, but not good enough to listen to or to believe what she says. Do you hear the conflict?
Yes.
And I want to take you back to something, Brandon. And, I do readings all week. So sometimes it's kind of hard for me. I'm really to remember everyone I speak to. Because truly, this is not coming from Miss Blue's personal opinion. This is really spiritual for me. And these things are divinely given to me. So I don't hold them. Can you guys imagine after all of this time, if I held on to every freaking conversation, everything that I've ever told anyone, talk about going fucking crazy. I would be loony. You understand? But there are times where spirit reminds me of something. And it is reminding me that you told me the last time we spoke, and I told you that you need to get your ass out of that city and you need to go find someone else to help manage you with your boxing career. The first thing you said out of your mouth is, that's what my mother told me.
Yeah.
But yes. Now you're telling me that you love your mother, but you don't listen to her. Not only are you not listening to her, you don't listen to shit nobody says. And then you preference it by saying, I love her, and you go into this big spiel about how you love the women in your family, and then you put that word that my English teacher, Miss Johnson, in the fifth grade, made me stay after school for, you say, but. And when you say but, it means to disregard what I just said and listen to what's coming afterwards.
All right.
So, that's a conflict. And this conflict is even impacting you in the one thing that you do believe and you love, and that is your boxing. I want you to hold your face under your chin, and I want you to squeeze it real tight. Do you remember just a couple of days ago when your ass got hit so hard in your jaw?
Yes.
You remember that? Because spirit is showing me this. You got hit so hard in your jaw that literally you now are a fucking believer that your ass can get knocked the fuck out. Because you didn't believe that was possible. But you believe now, don't you?
Yes.
And when we believe something, it causes us to act differently. So now you are acting differently. You take your craft more seriously. You have your guard up. You better start believing in your mother and what she tells you. Before you literally get knocked the fuck out in life.
Yes.
Literally.
I understand.
So that dream is telling you what your mother already told you. Saying what you don't believe, don't do it. Don't do it. Jaws is like the big shark. Jaws has a big mouth. You see what happened to Jaws, right? He finally bit off more than his ass can chew. Don't be like Jaws. That's why you got knocked in your fucking jaw. To let you know, you can get knocked the fuck out, Brandon.
I don't know why. And it's, see, what I'm going through right now is like a hard situation because I haven't been going to the gym because I've been basically trying to focus on getting my diploma and finding a job because I just been going from house to house, from my little sister's house to my big sister's house with really like no stability. And like mm-hmm. it's hard for me to make time to go to the gym because I got to pay to go to the gym.
What did your mother tell you?
stuff when you leave and go out of town.
And you don't want to. You don't want to do that because what? Why don't you want to do it?
Because I don't have anything to take with me. Like, I don't have no funds, no education. Like, I'm gonna just go somewhere stuck in the same position I'm in up here. That's what I think. But I don't know.
So where does your mother live? Where does she live?
She stays in Gary, Indiana. She don't stay too far mm-hmm. from Chicago.
Mhm. But you don't want to go stay with your mother.
Not really.
Not really. You don't want to go stay with your mother. Your mother is telling you all these same things that Miss Blue Ass is telling you, but you don't want to go stay with her.
Because I feel like that when I came back up here to Detroit, I was supposed to come up here and like try to get back in the gym and get my stuff together. And I feel like that I disappointed her, and I don't really know if she'd let me come back down there.
Your mother will let you come back down there. But you can't go back down there not believing shit she say. That ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna work. You're going to have to listen if you go back down there. And that's what your mother told you. You don't listen, Brandon. So you want to stay in Detroit? You want to work? You want to go to school? Do it. You can do it. You going from this sister's house to that sister's house? Do it. You can do it. You have to put boxing on a hold. Put boxing on a hold. Personally, I think you took a break from the gym because you almost got knocked the fuck out. And so some of that is your ego not taking your ass back up in there. The same thing you've been doing before, you were doing now. Are you good at boxing? Is this
yes,
a part of your work? Of course it is. But also, there's other things that you have to do, too. But you don't listen, and you don't believe shit that people tell you. You need to go, and you need to study those who came up before you so you can understand that nobody gets nowhere without listening. You have to learn how to be the student first.
Mm-hmm.
Go back. Study those things. Don't study their moves. Study their damn story. Study Muhammad Ali's story. Don't study Joe Frazier's moves. Study his story. This is where the true magic lies. Study their stories.
Ms. Lewin, you know it's ironic that you say that because I have a book and it's called the Encyclopedia of African American mm-hmm. and the column is called The Black Athlete, and I have little mm-hmm. small biographies of a lot of the great fighters and a lot of the great fighters that never got a chance to got the spotlight.
There you go. If you want to find out those great fighters who never got a chance to do it, study why they failed. And I guarantee you, listening is at the top of the list. So, Brandon, that's all I got to say. You better listen to your mama, baby. Listen to your mama. Study the story. Listen to your mama. Peace and love to you. And make sure you come back and let me know how it's going. And, don't you ever let nobody almost knock you the hell out like that no more. You better keep
going.
Okay,
I won't.
All right. Peace and love to you.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. Dream Makers, Magic Makers, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Lady An.
Lady who?
My name is An.
Oh, Lady An.
Yes.
Like O-N?
No, like A-H-N.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you. So I've been listening since the beginning of the remix. And I also truly, truly love the song, I'll Take You There.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many times where I felt that I want to go there, to that place. And that's what pretty much, when I heard that it was about dreams for tonight, I didn't expect for you to bring that up, and that kind of shifted how I felt about various dreams that I've had in the past as well as present. So as I've been listening to everyone and yourself for tonight, well, tonight here, okay, wait, yeah, I'm in New York. Okay, so as I've been listening, I've been getting a lot of revelations from everyone else's experiences and things that you've been saying to them. And I realized that two that I will bring up is the year started off and I was having dreams that were that seemed to be very angry and what I would say violent. What I remember is something that stood out. I had a dream besides the violent dreams or the dreams where I was fighting in a dream, like literally, you know, and I felt like I was being tested to prove myself or to prove, you know, how strong, or like it felt as if the person was like deliberately edging, like, okay, like what they was called trying to play me. And I found myself, you know, like ignoring the person, and the person just kept poking. And I just remember taking this person, and in the dream I just felt like it felt real, but then I was literally just beating on this person and beating them and beating them and beating them. But in my mind, I was in control, where I was just like, this is so senseless, but why do I have to do this? Like, what are you doing? And that followed with another dream where it felt like the same thing. But not too long after, I would say, and this is all like bringing in the new year, I would say probably a day or two after, I had a dream that my child, in the dream, she was pregnant. And she's 8 years old. So in the dream, here she is with this stomach, she's pregnant. And I heard you say that it represents yourself. So I said, well, okay, unless the wind is going by blessing people, hey, it's not me. So in the dream, she's pregnant. And I just remember in the dream trying to make sense of the matter. But what kept coming back to me was, it's not okay, because I kept saying, well, oh, it's okay, you know, at least she'll start, you know, she would have started early. And but I just kept saying, no, it doesn't make sense. No, because in the dream she wanted to run and go play with other children, but she couldn't, because to go run, you're out there. She looked about between 6 to 8 months pregnant. And I just kept trying to make sense of, how is it that an 8-year-old is pregnant? How is it that an 8-year-old is pregnant? And it just didn't make sense to me. And I just remember waking up and, of course, going through many dream dictionaries online, trying to figure, like, what does it mean to be, you know, children in a dream or pregnancy. And what I got from it, as I started to think about it myself, because I said, there's no one I can possibly ask about this. One, because they're going to be like, what is it that you're dreaming about? Are you okay? And two, I pretty much got from it that it symbolized life or new life or like a new beginning, and isolation or seclusion is what I got from it. Like her not being able to play with the other children and run and go play with them the way she wanted to because she was pregnant. And I kept telling her, like, you can't do that and you can't go run and play with them because, you know, of your situation and, you know, just the disappointment, you know, that I would see in her face. And since then, there has been some events that took place in her life, I would say, and in my life with her that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the last dream I'll share, I would say about last year sometime or 2 years ago, I had a dream that I was initiated by Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going online looking up Lakshmi, everything about Lakshmi, like what does that mean?
Right.
Yeah, in the dream, like what does that mean? You know, because it was so weird, like the way that the dream took place and how I was in this place, it was like a different country, and how I just ended up there out of nowhere. Because the dream started off one way, and it ended up like that, where myself and a couple of other people, we were kind of like put to like lay down or sit down on this floor, like kind of like in corpse pose, just to lay there. But this kind of like being peeled, like kind of peeled off the wall. And I just remember it just like kind of walking road person per person and just stopping and kind of like sprinkled some stuff and was just like, and said, Lakshmi. But it was just like, okay, you know, like an initiation. I was like, well, what does that mean? And I never gained clarity, but I never forgot those. Between that one and the one where my child was pregnant and
okay,
just being
okay.
There. I know, it's a lot going on.
yeah, and thank you for that. But let me ask you a question. And I want you to be completely honest here.
Right.
What are you trying to prove?
What am I trying to prove? In general?
Mm-hmm.
To others? What am I trying to prove? That I'm still here. That's
and
the first
when
thing that
you...
honest comes out.
When you prove that you're still here, what is that going to do?
What is it going to do? I guess that's why when I first heard you speaking about going there, that's how I've been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and what do you, if you can elaborate for me on this, what does it mean you're still here?
Basically not drowning into all of the things that are pretty much coming at me, because I feel sometimes, a lot of times I feel as if, you know, like all eyes are on me to see, like, well, what's next? Are you going to get through this one? As it's always felt as if it's always been that, like, you know, when hardships come, it's almost as if, you know, let's see how you make it through this one, since you kind of like have, you know, usually have the answers or just surface from whatever it is that you, you know, hardships that you may be going through. I have no idea.
So, this is about your enemies. Let me ask you, what is the meaning of life to you?
Meaning of life to me, life is free. The meaning of true life to me is just freedom to just be without any judgment, without any boundaries, just free. Life to me is to be enjoyed. Life is definitely love. And it disappoints me sometimes to really understand the environment that I'm in, because you look around, you know who you are inside, and as much as you may give and as much as you may want to receive, there's always a hold on someone giving back. I do give a lot, but I've learned now to receive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning to receive. And like the sister who first came on the line, who said she didn't want anything, I used to feel the same way, but I knew I felt empty inside, because yes, I wanted to receive as well. As much as I was giving, I knew I deserved to receive back. And whether it be in relationships, friendships, business, association.
So is it safe to say, and I want you to understand this, because your mind is producing exactly what you think life is. You do realize that. Do you? Do you realize that your mind is producing exactly what you think life is? Not what you said, but what you think life is.
I've been paying attention to that. I've been asking myself, hey, listen, pay attention to your thoughts. Are you creating these things?
So if I were to ask you this, or if I were to say to this, one of the things that you're doing is you're in constant search of enemies. You're looking for them.
Ooh.
You're literally looking for enemies, and you find them. You're really good at finding those enemies, and they're showing up in all kinds of places. You have a whole lot of passion talking about that. I could even feel your energy expand. I can feel your aura kind of, trying to get all mushy, light up when you start to talk about that. And even in you describing these dreams that you were having, it's still this quest for you to prove that you can win, that you can be right. You're fighting to be right. I want you to think back on something for me here, just a moment. I want you to think back. First, I want to ask you this question. Are you trying to prove that you can win?
Yeah, I believe so, that I can get over it. I can actually do it. No matter what doubts anyone may have, yes, I will and I can do it. And I am doing it.
Then you're trying to prove that you can win, but you say that you're doing it. Let me ask you a question. Let me see how I can ask you this question. Are you in the chat room by chance?
I'm not in the chat room. I was here. I was just like, oh, my goodness, will she ever get to me? Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Don't do it. Don't.
Because last week I forgot that I was on my landline, and I believe you were calling the number, and I'm waiting for my cell phone number, and totally missed you. My friend texted me and said, she just called your number. I said,
okay. Yes. So let me ask you a question.
Sure. Now that I can breathe, I was so nervous. Excuse me, please.
That's okay. Do you think that a person with money would try to prove they have money?
No.
So if a person came up to you and they kept trying to tell you about how much money they have, what would you know for sure? What would you know for sure about that person?
They don't have any money, and if they had it, it's not going to be there for too long.
Exactly. So now, let me ask you another question. If the sister came up to you and was just trying to prove to you how many men she had that was trying to talk to her, that was trying to get at her, that was trying to take her out on a date, what would you know for sure about that sister?
Poor thing is so lonely. Ain't nobody been around forever. It's just her and the mice.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to begin to listen to what you said. You're trying to prove you're a winner.
Hmm.
Now, what do we know for sure about you?
That I'm already who I am with no apology, and I don't have to prove that to anyone.
No, that ain't what we know for sure.
Oh, what we know, Miss Blue.
We know for sure that your ass ain't winning right now, that you
I'm not. What? What?
That
Why you think I'm on the line, like, trying to peel my eyes open with Visine? I'm like, wait a minute, dream. Let's dream, Miss Blue. Hello. No, not at all. And that's how the new year came in. Like, okay, yeah, you could fight through it, but listen, it was like a battle. Let's just say January 2nd, then the next day, January 3rd, it was the same type of, same thing. And it's no.
Here's what I want to know next. Here's what I want to say to you, that even though you may be on the upside and you feel and believe and maybe on some level know that you're winning, the fact of the matter is you're losing because you're trying to prove something. Now, that's what we know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were truly winning, guess what you would have absolutely no need to prove. There it is. Sounds complicated, but it's very simple. There would be no need to prove you can win. See, that always comes with thinking about how others see you. You care so damn much about what other people think about you. And that's the issue here. That's at the root of this.
Yeah, just because just when you're skipping into the sunshine, you never knew that someone was looking at you a certain way, and then they really acted out, and it becomes shocking, and then it's just like, well, wow, what happened? I've had people verbalize, like,
check this out, and I want you to hear me really, really closely.
Yes.
I have almost 2 million listeners. Do you think that I actually give a fuck about what everybody thinks about me, I would be freaking insane.
Absolutely.
You are not going to win until you stop trying to prove something that cannot be proven.
Ooh.
Because people see you as you see yourself. They see you fucked up because you see you as being fucked up. That's why you're trying to win. See, if I'm a winner, I'm not trying to win. I'm winning. And I don't need to Michael Jordan doesn't need to tell nobody how well his ass can play basketball. When have you ever seen Michael Jordan doing an interview telling people how well he can fucking play basketball? They talk to his ass about his kids. They talk to him about investment. They talk to his ass about golf. They talk to him about the shoes he wears. They don't never talk to him and say, tell us about how well you can play basketball, Michael Jordan. You should be able to hear your conflict. It's not matching. Your philosophy and your psychology, it's not matching. And in the dream, all of that fighting and that battling, you know what that was? That's inner turmoil that's going on inside of you. That's a conflict. Everything has to match. It's a basic principle. This is why we say mind, body, and spirit. It has to match. When it doesn't, we have problems. It's not in harmony with each other. Right. There's conflict there.
Yes.
So you running around trying to, oh, I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner.
No, how about you, this is who I am, this is who I am, this is who I am, and it's not really who I am.
No, no. Well, yeah, or that too. I think a big part of it is you are being authentic up until the point to you start giving all of that shit away to other people. Mm-hmm. And once again, I'm hearing this song, bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. And that's how people make your ass dance. All they got to do is say something fucked up to you, and you jacked up for the whole damn day. I feel sorry for your poor child, because you're so busy worried about them, you can't even fucking focus on her. You care so much about what other people are thinking that you've lost the process of being able to think for yourself. You cannot allow people to take you out like that. Because you care how others see you. But the real truth is that's honestly how you see yourself. And that's why that shit bothers you. Because you know deep down inside a part of that shit is true. You got to try to fight it, to prove them wrong. If somebody were to come up to you and say to you, guess what? We believe that your legs is fake.
tell me how much energy are you going to give, they asked, in proving that that's not true. Or are you going to say, get the fuck up out of here?
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. You're not going to give them any energy, right?
Absolutely not.
But, oh, you give them a whole lot of energy because you know half that shit that they saying and thinking is shit you've thought about yourself, and that has happened. It's true. So now, let's talk about how we can fix this. That's what I'm concerned about.
Me too.
You definitely need to listen to Michael Jackson and begin to do what I call the goddess in the mirror exercise. And you need to begin to look yourself in the face. And when you look yourself in the face, I want you to tell yourself, I love you. And do it for 3 minutes every day. It's going to be challenging. It's going to bring up all kinds of stuff. But you need to be able to look yourself in the face the way that you see other people loving, looking at you. After you do that, I want you to spend some time writing your story honestly. Your story. No bullshit, no chases, your story. And honestly start setting tangible goals for yourself. Stop being so reactive and be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Because your best work comes when somebody done said some shit about you. And quite frankly, you're too old for that now.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start moving yourself. Stop letting bands make you dance. Make yourself dance.
I say to that.
And then begin to take some time before you go to bed at night. And I want you to begin to reflect on all the things that you have accomplished, that you feel truly good about, and be grateful for your life and the people who are truly in your life that support you. And that's going to help you to shift this energy. And whenever you get in that funky mood and you think you want to start letting people bother you, you go play that damn song, Bands Will Make Her Dance, and I guarantee you, you'll leave it alone. Because you don't want bands to make you dance.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
All right.
not. Thank you so much, Ms.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So peace and love, and
peace
come
and
back
love.
And let us know how it's going.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Oh, beautiful. So that's the thing here, everyone, that we're all doing is we're all really trying to understand exactly what's happening, exactly what's going on with us, and how we can all begin to understand our dreams, because our dreams are our foundations to everything that's happening. It's no rocket science needed, especially when it comes to us understanding that. I just want everyone to walk away today feeling very comfortable that you can begin to trust in the universe, trust those signs and symbols that are coming to you. And remember, true hearing is coming in from the heart, and not from the mind. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're all learning. We're all learning everything. And we know that the mind, the body, and the spirit must line themselves up. And so we're going to take a little break, and we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a break. We are. Hold on, everybody, because hold on. Where is it? Oh, wow. Here it is. All right.
loveliness combined. Sweet love in the midnight. Could you please come morning light? No worry about nothing. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good love.
When it comes to understanding your dream, is one, you want to make sure
that you write your dreams down immediately before waking up. I always say keep something close by your bed, a pen, a paper. Everyone has these smartphones that you're doing. The Staple Singers lived their dream. And so this is why we're celebrating dreams here tonight, because they were all about dreams, and they lived their dream to the fullest. And it continuously kept evolving for them and still is evolving for them, as many of you are celebrating your dreams and living your dreams, and they're evolving for you. The dreams are the foundation. And so we're celebrating their dream here tonight. And so write down your dreams. Because that's powerful. This is powerful. Before your feet touch the ground. Because once you begin to really make the connection that you're back into this physical time-space reality, a lot of times that dream goes away. So even before you use the bathroom, before your feet touch the ground, you want to make sure you write down your dream. And then next, you want to really begin to realize and understand the feeling that's in your dream. The feelings that's in your dream. Because that's more important sometimes. A lot of times people say to me, Mrs. Blue, I don't even remember my dream. But even if you can capture the feeling, you want to begin to document that and write that down too. You want to write down what you were feeling. Because ultimately our emotions is what's really running the show here. And so after that, know and understand that absolutely every character, every raindrop, every single sign, symbol in your dream is a representation of a different aspect of you, of who you are. One of the things to look out for, and many of you have bared witness to this here tonight, is you want to look out for those reoccurring dreams. This is really the subconscious mind being activated on so many different levels. And then ultimately, you want to continue to keep practicing this and make this a part of your sacred ritual that you do over and over again. All right, we're going to continue here with dreams here, Magic Makers and Dreams in the remix. And we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings to you. I've been in the chat room all night. This is Seta.
Okay. Greetings to you, Seta.
Hi. I'm calling really just for a reading, not so much as dreams, because all of my dreams are... I can remember them, and so they have been, you know, I never really had a problem with them, and they're okay, but when I first started listening to you, I was attracted to what you were, you know, saying to your family out there, and I said, wow, I said, my maiden, once upon a time, my married name was Blue, so I was a Miss Blue too. But I was actually calling for a reading. It's been 7 years now that my husband made the transition, and of course, you know, he, you know, told me, hey, you know, don't wait for me. You know, do what you have to do, you know, get into another relationship, a healthy relationship, whatever. And I haven't done it yet. And I don't know if I'm ready or if I'm not ready. I don't know. Can you help me out with that?
Ooh, let's see. To know if you're ready for another relationship. Let's take a look. Let's take a look here and see what's really kind of going on here with you. One of the main things is, unlike most people, when they enter into a very loving relationship and they have one of their partners make the transition. In most cases, it comes very, very unexpected, something that's very unexpected. For you, it wasn't unexpected, and he kind of prepared you best he could for this transition.
Yes, he did. He told me that, you know, don't cry for me. He said, you know, you have to go on and live your life, because he was a few years older than me. And
yes.
Quite
a bit older.
Yeah, well, you know, he.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just like, a few is two. No, this wasn't two.
That's true. And he, you know, I'm not bringing our men down, because, you know, they need us, and just like we need them. But he was more of a mature man, and he was very thoughtful and very loving, which is really kind of hard to find these days, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying mm-hmm to that, because I don't believe that that's the case. I think there's a lot of thoughtful, very kind, and very loving brothers out there to be there. I want to ask you a question before we talk about that. What is the most important thing? Name one thing that's one of the most important things to you.
A family. You know, I love family. And I love peace. And I guess that's the most important, family.
Mm-hmm. Family, yeah, is important to you. Well, one of the number one things that I want you to begin to take a look at, and you said it here, so, you know, this isn't really, it shouldn't be, it's not any surprise. You said not to put our brothers down, but.
Right.
But
no, that's one thing I will never do, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to stand up for our brothers. You know,
okay,
but,
well,
you know.
But here's what I want you to hear. You just did put them down. Said not to put my brothers down, but
no.
A good
not
man
all.
Is hard to find.
Okay, well, let's do that then.
So here's what I want you to take a look at. And I've been saying this all night, but this is true for you. Your philosophy and your psychology doesn't match. So in layman's terms, what you feel in your heart and what you think in your mind is two different things. And so it's going to be very difficult for you to have a relationship with something that you don't believe exists.
Okay. So what you're saying is, I don't believe that there is a good person out there?
I'm saying you don't believe that there is a good man out there.
Well, yes, I
in
do.
Your, in
I
your
do.
Mind,
I
in your, hold on, in your mind, you will never put a brother down. But what's in your heart is completely different. So you're right. In your mind, you'll never put a brother down. But what's in your heart, that's completely different. Because truly in your heart, you feel that that amazing man that you were married to, and you should, that you were with, is as good as it gets. And there is still a part of you that doesn't believe that anyone can fill those shoes or even come close to it.
Well,
so
I understand. I understand that all men, just like all women, are not alike, you know, and I understand that, you know. And, of course, there won't be, there's not
but
another person.
But here's the thing again, because you're all in your mind with this. I'm not talking to your mind. I'm talking to your heart. See, your mind understands that, but you don't believe it. Oh, your mind understands that everybody is different. But in your heart ain't going with none of that. So then here's the question. What is stopping you from following your heart then? So let's go with your rendition. What is stopping you from following your heart?
Okay, well, okay, just like everyone else, there have been
No. Because you just explained to me how everyone is different, so you don't get to turn around and say, just like everyone else, because we're all different. I'm talking to you, so tell me about you.
Okay, so the heart has been broken a couple of times, and it's been broken by Mr. Blue before, so I guess that's it.
So that's why you're not following your heart.
Probably. I guess it's, you know, kind of afraid to be broken anymore, I guess.
Is it something wrong with saying you don't know? Because I'm not asking you about a stranger. I'm asking you about you, and you're saying probably, which means you don't know. If I ask you, can you please tell me how to get to the gas station that's on 12th Street, and you say probably go four blocks, that means you don't really know. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100.
I love that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's probably. Yes, it has been broken. Okay.
So your heart has been broken, and this is why you don't want to find love.
I guess that's why. No, I'm not going to guess. I'm hesitant, but I really do. So
that's what you want. Okay. All right, fair enough. Now that we've gotten to the core of some of this, we have about 54 seconds left to go in the remix. Don't forget, everyone, hold the line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to hear the after hours, because we're going to keep going, and it's so many other people, and we're going to talk about the real reason that this is going on after we get in the after hours. Don't forget, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be here Sunday night. We're going to get to talk about all of that great stuff. Reach out to him. Let him know you're excited. He's coming on the remix Sunday. I'll see you guys back here Sunday. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to you guys out there. Keep dreaming. Keep loving. And don't forget to download. And so peace and love to you guys out there. We're going to keep going because we're in the after hours. Love you guys. Download, dream makers, magic makers. All right. So we're in the after hours. When I immediately get into your energy, I feel anger. In fact, I feel the heat from the flames coming off of your body because you're angry. You're upset. When you get to think about love and relationships, you're angry.
No, I'm not so much angry as I am, I guess, sad, I guess, maybe, disappointed that he had to leave, you know, that he had to go.
You're angry.
Not that he wanted, but.
You're angry. And it's okay to be angry, but you have to be honest. You're not just sad. Sad is something that happens when you go to the grocery store and discover there's no more Krispy Kreme donuts. That's sad.
No, you're angry. Now, that anger may turn you into your sadness, but you're angry about it. And a part of you feels like you didn't get a chance to get the best out of the relationship with you, with each other. That just when things were about to turn themselves around, he left.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
First thing that you got to do is you have to start dreaming again. You have to start dreaming about your life and seeing yourself in a healthy, loving relationship. One thing about you, you're a beautiful sister. You have amazing energy. But you're also very selfish.
Well, I am the baby of the family. But I'm not selfish. No, I used to be an entertainer, and I have a couple of novels out there, but I'm not selfish.
You are very selfish. You are. I mean, you know. You may not be the same level of selfish as you used to be, but you are. You're very selfish. And this has perpetuated your fear of being alone. The anger is coming in because you feel like, how dare this happen to me? And, of course, to some degree, we all begin to feel these certain things. I mean, I can look back on my own life and say, wait a minute, this wasn't supposed to go like this. Not how this is supposed to turn out. But at some point, you got to come to grips with, this is your life.
Yes.
I feel a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda with you. And even though you've done a lot and you've accomplished a whole lot of things, you still have a long list of couldas, shouldas, and wouldas.
Yes, I do. I truly do. But I'm trying to put all of that behind me.
Do you realize, and it's not family, so I'm not going to play that fantasy with you. It's not family. That ain't the most important thing to you. But I hear you. Do you love them? Yes. But it ain't family. That ain't at the top of your list. Not for real. Everything that I said to you, you have said, but. So let me ask you, what do you value the most?
Well, I had a career once upon a time, and I would have really loved to see that through. And I understand that now, you know, it's really kind of late, too late for me to go through with that. So
Who told you that?
I told myself that.
Oh, okay, let's just be clear, because you said, I understand that it's too late for me, as if, you know, somebody helped you to come to this agreement. I just wanted you to be clear that you are telling yourself this. Okay, keep going.
And that was really very important for me to show my family and to help my family, you know, in things to come, which it didn't turn out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that I'm thinking that that would have been very important for me. But a close second is family.
Do you realize that you said, and thank you, that what you needed to do was to show your family, which is code word for prove to them, that you can do this?
Yes, I said that.
And then you said family was a close second. Let me ask you a question. When you were in your relationship and you were a close second, how did it feel?
Well, when we married, we put family before we put ourselves.
Okay. I understand that, but that's not the question. When you were in the relationship and you were a close second to another woman, how did you feel?
Well, there was no other woman but me.
Okay. Okay. So you've never been a close second?
As far as my husband goes, no.
Have you ever been a close second?
Well, in other relationships, I had.
How does it feel to be a close second?
It doesn't feel great.
Mm-hmm. You realize that you said that your family was a close second.
Well, what I'm trying to say is,
mm-hmm.
when I was out there, my career was, you know, I could either make it or break it, you know, but I did not, or have I never intentionally put my family second.
And so you are prepared to spend the rest of your life making it up to them.
No. No, but if it happens, then that's great.
That's what you're doing. That's why you're not in a relationship. That's not why you're not doing that, because you feel so guilty that you are spending the rest of your life trying to prove to them that you are so terribly sorry for making them a close second. That's not what you meant to do, and that's what makes you angry. Angry at yourself and angry at everyone else that had anything to do with you not being successful.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. But you do realize you can't keep living this way.
I know.
It's a vicious cycle. And it's destroying you from the inside out. It's making you miserable. Here's the thing that you need to know. And that is, one,
You can't ever make that up to your family, so don't even try. It's almost like your aunt that nobody can stand coming for Thanksgiving. You faking it the whole way. Love them honestly for loving them, but not because you have to make up or prove something to them because you feel guilty for living your life. There's a part of you that is afraid to live. Why? Because you will have to put other things second best.
Okay,
the number one thing that I would give you to work on is to go back and start to look at all of those things that you've accomplished, your books that you have, and at the end of the day, you'll see that that's not really what you're searching for. What you're really searching for is love. And once you come to that realization, then you can go out there and you can find it for real. So I would recommend for you to take a belly dancing class, because you need to move your body. You need to begin to understand what living is about, and you need to feel it on a physical, a mental, and a spiritual level. Take a belly dancing class, or go buy a belly dancing tape. So you can begin to work the energy in your solar plexus chakra, because this is where all the records of your emotions are. This is where your self-esteem is, and this is where your willpower lives. And you need to wake this energy back up in you. Go to Walmart, buy a hula hoop. Your psychology and your philosophy doesn't match. So take a look at them honestly, honestly. And you can do it. You can do it.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that this evening. I'm going to go out and get a hula hoop.
There you go. And hula hoop yourself. So you can't hula no more. And I guarantee you all kinds of thoughts of love is going to begin to open you up. And you can release a lot of that anger, the couldas, the shouldas, the wouldas, and move on with your life. It's never too late. Never too late. All right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. And peace and love to you. And know that you can always get a full personal one-on-one reading with me by emailing me at questionforblue@gmail.com.
Okay, I will. And thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go on to the next caller. Calling in from area code, no area code. It looks like Tori. Looks like we have Tori on the line. Greetings, Tori. Calling in. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Tori.
All right, greetings, Tori. All right, Tori, chop, chop. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Calling
I'm sorry, I didn't think I was get through.
Okay, well, you got through now, Tori.
So I have a few dreams that I have written down from a while back, but I've had a couple dreams recently. One that stood out to me was I was in a house with my children, and like this man was like trying to attack me, and I was really scared. But pretty much what ended was like I like attacked him and like protected my children, and I remember waking up and I felt like scared. And So I didn't really know what that was really about. But and then I had a dream a long time ago about like this cat. It kept like attacking me. It was like a big gray cat.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said what now?
So a big gray cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like walking out of my room or just walking around my house and like the cat would just like come up out of nowhere and like attack me and like latch on to me, latch onto my arm, and I couldn't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that dream either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really have any, like, repeated dreams. They're just, like, different weird kind of dreams. I don't know.
Okay. So tell me, and thank you for that, Tori, as we get started, tell me what you feel in your heart. What instantly comes to you when you're thinking about this attack, being attacked, and thinking about these dreams? What comes to you?
Like having to defend myself or protect myself, protect my children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you said you're not really having any repeat dreams, but actually you are, because being attacked is sort of, that is what's being repeated.
Yeah.
The attack. Yeah. One of the things I want you to think about, because tonight we're talking about dreams, and I want you to tell me one dream you have for yourself. Just share with us, Tori, one dream you have with yourself.
It would probably be to be close to my children, or to have something to leave my children when I go, or
And one of the things I want you to think about, and that's a beautiful dream, by the way, you know, to be close to your children and to leave them something. I mean, that's a great dream if you're about 50. I'm trying to figure out how that comes at the top of your list for dreams for you. How does that get there? But I understand that why you would say that. Because here's what I want you to think about, and this has a lot to do with things that are going on with you at this time. Mm-hmm. Is that you do have a lot of inner turmoil going on. If you have your computer speakers on, you want to turn them off, can you turn them off? Can you listen through your headset? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to think about this, that there's a turmoil that's going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is because you feel you have a inferior complex about yourself, and that you don't believe you're good enough.
Okay.
That's one of the things that you struggle with, correct?
I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you grew up with a whole lot of criticism.
Uh-huh.
You got criticized a lot growing up.
Uh-huh.
And so those voices constantly are playing inside your head.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me how you feel about people who don't keep their word.
Mm. I don't like it. It's hard for me to trust them.
So then, how do you feel about people who don't say what they really feel?
I'm like, maybe they're trying to hide something from me, or maybe they don't want me to criticize them.
So, go back to this. How do you feel about people who don't keep their word again?
I said that it's hard for me to trust them.
You do realize that you don't keep your word.
Okay.
You don't keep your word because you're not saying anything.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, that makes sense. You're not saying anything.
And what's happening is, you know, they always say, dreams is what keeps things alive. You're not dreaming. So there's no words for you to keep. There's nowhere for you to go. It's nothing for you to do.
Right.
So you start to get attacked internally first. The other thing is, it becomes a big contradiction because you don't practice what you preach.
Okay.
Tell me what that means when you say okay. Well, skip that. Let me ask you, what's your favorite quote? Come on, tell everybody. Tell everybody your favorite quote.
Oh, no, nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. You don't have
a favorite saying or a favorite quote?
Don't have one.
No, nothing comes to mind.
If I were to say that Tori is not responsible, tell me how you would feel about that.
I would feel that's not true because I believe I am responsible.
What are you responsible for?
My children.
Are you responsible for your rent?
No.
Are you responsible for your electricity?
No.
Are you responsible for your food?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Maybe not. It's not there.
Here's where you can begin to start getting yourself back on track so that you can start to speak and you can begin to be responsible and stop feeling like you're not good enough. And so that you can be that mother that you are a part of. but you can be at 100%. You got to start dreaming again. You need to start writing down dreams that you want to do, things you want to accomplish for you.
Mm-hmm.
And put them somewhere where you can see them every day, and then begin to speak those dreams. Tell them to 3 or 4 people you trust. Here's some things I want to accomplish. These are the things I'm going to start working towards that I'm going to start doing.
Okay.
So that you can begin to get into that energy, and you can begin to start to really live again and stop having this inner conflict along within.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peace and love to you. All right. Hold the line. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Jay Wood.
Oh, hey, Jay Wood. Greetings to you, Jay Wood. You want to tell us about your dream?
Yeah, I had a dream a while back. I mean, I don't remember how long ago it was, but it was kind of crazy. Okay, it's kind of long, but what happened is I was in my mama's old green minivan, right? I was chilling in the driver's seat. It was like an all-white background. And this chick just came out of nowhere and threw some chains at my chest and hit me right in the chest like she was mad. And so she hit me right in the chest with the chains, and I was like, what the hell? What's going on? So I took the chains and threw it right back at her while she was walking by and hit her in the back. She got mad, picked up the chains, came back and threw. I did it again, and then she, like, pulled me out the car. She pulled me out the van, like, pulled me straight up the passenger seat, like, the driver's seat. And I tried to push her, but then she pulled out a gun, and she chased me around the van, like, all day. Like, then finally she just jumped over the hood, because we were separated by the hood. And I tried to grab the gun from her, and I was struggling with her, like, the whole time. But she had, like, some shark teeth or something. I don't know. It was crazy. But, like, at the end, she had the gun to my face, and then I woke up. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what do you think it means?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with money, because she threw it at me. But, like, I guess I just rejected it and threw it right back at her.
Mm-hmm.
But she got mad at me for not taking it.
Let me ask you, Jay Wood, what is your philosophy of life? What's your philosophy about life?
My philosophy about life?
Mm-hmm.
Philosophy, okay. My philosophy about life.
What do you live by? Tell me what you live by.
I try to live by.
What you live by. Tell me what you live by.
Truth.
Tell me what you live by. Yeah.
The truth.
The truth.
Yep.
Interesting, you would say the truth. What is truth?
The truth?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I guess I'd have to define it by the word truth. Like, it's like the actual account of things. Like, that's what really happened. It's like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so what would you say, Jay Wood, if I told you that that story you just told us was not the truth?
Then I don't know, because it was the truth. this truth.
How can you live by something you don't know? Because I asked you what the truth was. How could you live by that if you don't know what it is? Don't you think that would be somewhat of a conflict to live by something that you don't know?
Oh, because I don't know the truth. Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah.
So what is your meaning of life?
My meaning of life is to find the truth.
So you're trying to find something that you don't actually know what it is. So how are you going to know when you find it?
That's a great about that.
Mm. Something to think about, ain't it?
It is.
It's something to think about. You can see how this is a circle jerk here. You're looking for something that you're not really sure what it is that you're looking for, and you live your life by something that you're not sure that you're looking for. How can you do that? You gotta wake up confused every damn day.
Dang.
You have to.
How did I not see that? Okay.
This is how people live their whole life without finding their purpose. That's how it happens.
Oh, I can see. I see.
That's how you can live your whole life and never find your purpose. You're looking for truth. And the first place that you got to look for truth is within. And 90.9% of the time, Jay Wood, you ain't telling the truth.
How can that be true? I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me what you feel about women, Jay Wood. Tell me what your thoughts are about women.
My thoughts about women?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, what do you feel about women?
I feel that they're women. How do I feel about them? Like,
you can start out by telling the truth. Why don't you start with telling the truth?
Oh. I have to get back to you on that one. Because I don't know how to answer that question.
You don't know how you feel about women?
I know how I feel about women, but, like, I don't know how to
say. How do you feel?
How do I say what I feel about women?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't, how do I express that? Like, I don't know. There's, like, a lot of things I feel about women.
Okay, so name some. It's not a trick question. How do you feel about women? You're telling me you live your whole life on truth. You're searching for truth. I ask you a simple question, and you can't even tell the truth.
I'm on, like, what's the truth? Like,
how do you feel about women? You can't find the truth within yourself?
I love women.
You said, is that a question? Because it sounds like you're asking a question.
I love women. I do.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It took you that long to get to the truth.
Well, I didn't know. It's like, I don't know how to answer the question. I'm kind of nervous right now. I ain't going to lie to you. So, like is there a right answer?
Why are you nervous, Jaywood?
I'm nervous all the time before I call in. So that's why I'm nervous. Before I start talking.
So what do you think about women?
I think women are awesome.
You think they're what?
Awesome.
What does that mean?
They're too awful.
Is that their what?
Maybe you're... that women are awesome. That's what it means, I guess. Like,
what makes women so awesome? Explain that to me. You're an intelligent brother. What makes women so awesome?
That I don't know. I'm getting confused, kind of. Not really. I'm getting tongue-tied.
Here's the truth, Jaywood. The truth is, you really don't have a lot of respect for women. That's the truth. You don't. You don't really have a lot of respect. You think they're good for probably rolling around. And I get it. You're a young brother for having sex with. But outside of that, that's it. You're really pretty angry with women. And you really take a dislike towards them because you feel that women don't give you the respect that you deserve. You feel as though they can't recognize who you are, but you don't recognize who they are. There's something to be played with. Because you feel like too many women have played with your heart and broke your heart. So women to you is something that when you get the opportunity, which is not a lot of times, they're good for one thing and one thing only.
I admit to that. That was what I was thinking in my head. I just couldn't bring myself to say it. But, okay, I just said, but never mind. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
So say it now. Say it now for real. Say it.
What am I saying?
What you think about women?
I still think they're awesome.
You think they're awesome, but you don't respect them. They're only good for you to fuck. And you're really angry at them because they won't love you.
Okay. I think they're, I do play around with women. That's what I think. Like, I think they're kind of like toys. Because I really, like I said before in the chat room, like, I'm a juggler. I start juggling women. That's what I do. And, like, I know that my tongue gets me in a lot of trouble. Like, and I say so much shit, but... Yeah, I guess, yeah. That's, yeah. That's it. I don't respect women, so.
No, you don't. You don't respect women at all. You don't. And as a result of you not respecting women, and I'm, trust me, I'm not here to judge you on anything. I am giving you another way that you can see this so that you can invest in what you do care about, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to tapping into this spiritual energy and being able to take yourself to a higher level of consciousness or being able to focus long enough so you can read some of these damn books that Brother Panic and other men who've come on the show that you do respect give out, you're going to have to get into some feminine energy, which right now you cannot do. But the truth of the matter is that you got so much, so much feminine energy in you that it's hard to find the man in you. And then the crazy thing is, you really think you're disrespecting women when in fact, you're disrespecting you. And that's what's really sad about this. Because you're not hurting them. You're hurting you. That truth that you're looking for, you'll never find it until you're able to see it and find it within yourself. So all of these little games, and you're not alone. It's just about any brother out there that was young like you. They played these games too. But you want to know why you're struggling, and you're going to struggle more than the average brother? Because when you know, you're the one who's responsible. So you playing around with being conscious, but on the slick tip, you're no different than the people you trying to hate.
Oh.
That's the sad part. So the truth of the matter, and I don't even use this word, but I think because of where you're at with this, Jay Wood, you would be able to understand this. You got a whole lot of bitch assness going on with you. So them women you hating, you starting to turn into them. And I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that's what you're going for. I don't think that's your look you're trying to get at.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's what you're trying to do. So, if you keep this up, that's where you're going to end up. That's where you're going to end up. If you keep hating women, that's where you're going to end up. A lot of pain that you feel. You know, Jay Wood, we've had several conversations here, and you're a very open brother. And I know that you're doing your work as far as you want to help you grow and to help you learn. And I constantly kept going back to your mother. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Several times you called in, I kept saying, Jay Wood, you got to fix this between you and your mother. And you kept telling me, we ain't got shit. No, me and my mama good. But now you stand here and admit you really don't have no respect for women. So when I tell you, don't play with me, don't fucking pray with me. If you want help, you want somebody to assist you, lead you in the right direction, I got that. So now, while you're playing with all of these little girls, thinking that you're getting back at your mother through them, that's not what's happening. It's destroying you. In the long run, that truth that you're searching for is going to come smack you so hard you ain't going to never be able to shake that shit. Let it go. Go give your mother a hug. Tell her that you love her. Tell her what bothers you. Tell her what has been upsetting you all throughout your life. Tell her those things you need her to support you on. Ask her to forgive you for not listening and for doing all of the little slimy things that you've done behind her back and said it to her face. You are just like the men who destroyed your mother if you don't stop it. The men that have been in your mother's life, that has mistreated her, that has mistreated you, that has done all of that shit that you couldn't stand, you are just like them if you don't stop. Because that's the real reason y'all don't get along. That's the reason. And you're starting to remind her of some of those no-good-ass men that she then came in contact with. This is your life. Stop playing with it before somebody gets hurt for real. And that's all I gotta say, Jaybird. Jaybird? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be that way, Jay Wood. You've got too many wonderful qualities inside of you as a brother. And you do know your mother loves you. And I love you too. I'm just not going to play with you like that. Because your life depends on it. So, be the man that you know you can be. All right?
Okay, Miss Will.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Peace. Peace and love. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
And I got some mouthwash in the house. I'm going to bring it down for you. Huh?
832?
Chris? Yes, hi.
832?
Hello?
This is you. Yes, this is you.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, greetings. Greetings, Miss Blue. It's just Han. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hi, everyone else. I know they can't say hi back, but maybe they're waving wherever they are. I thought we were, you know, I didn't have much to ask. I didn't, you know, I've had things going on here, you know, lately, but don't have a particular question. A lot of positive things have been taking place, you know, and of course there's always those opposing energies that come along, but, you know, I just wanted to know if you had anything for me. And real quick, I just wanted to commend that young man, you know, for you know, being able to
telling the truth,
talk,
telling the truth.
Yes, and I mean, hey, I'm in a situation right now. Like, I have a roommate, and she has a son, and when I tell you, he's the most magical little boy I've ever met. He comes to me and he says, Chetan, I found a magic stick. And and I mean, you know, we practice, you know, we play magician with each other, but okay, basically I've been keeping my place. I haven't said anything to her. But she, the way she treats this little boy, like, he's five, so all day, and I mean all day from the time he wakes up in the morning until the time he goes to bed, he's alone. If I'm not there, or, you know, if I'm not able to, like, spend a few minutes with him, because I'm busy myself, but he's completely alone. So, you know, I just wanted to tell, you know, maybe express that to that young man, that way he can see, like you said, you know, you can't continue to cause the turmoil. But that's not, I don't want to get in all in his business. That's his business. What you got for me? So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, tonight we were actually doing readings for dreams.
Oh, okay.
And so people were talking about their dreams. But, you know, interesting that you told this story, and we only have, like, maybe about 8 or 9 minutes left to go. So let me give you something that you brought up about, was it your neighbor or friend?
Well, she's actually my roommate. She's my roommate.
She's your roommate.
So, like, yeah.
So,
and it breaks my heart, you know.
It breaks your heart, but here's what you do. You express to your roommate what you thought. Hey, it's not good that he's all by himself all day long. That's not good.
Uh-huh.
Just tell her. Simple as that.
Okay.
That's it.
I'll tell her. I mean, she's very understanding. I mean, we've been roommates for a while, so I know I've never had to deal with an attitude from her. So I just don't know how much a parent wants to be told about their parents. I don't have
not
children.
Much. No parent,
you know,
wants to be told anything about their children. But if you're there and you feel it is something that is hurting him, then what kind of friend, roommate would you be to stand by and watch it happen and not say nothing?
Right. And that's how I've been feeling. But when I would talk with other mothers, they'll be like, well, that's not your child. You know, that's what they say to me. Well, that's not your kid.
It's not
your
child. It's not your child, but it does take a village. And he's in your damn
village.
Because if something happens to that child in that village where y'all all are living, they're holding every adult responsible.
Right. Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. I'm
all right.
Tell her
peace and love.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Peace and love. All right, you guys, listen up. I don't want us to get cut off, and it's about to. I see all of you still on the phone lines waiting there. I'd love to hear your dreams. You can share them with me. You can download the Remix app, and you can actually just share your dreams with Blue, and you can email that to me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, Blue. It's been an amazing chair here tonight. I want you guys to download. Thank you guys for sharing your dreams with us here tonight. We've all learned so much. I know I certainly have. And know that you can begin to trust yourself when it comes to these dreams. Very powerful. And so that information is there for you, and it's coming through every moment and every day. So I look forward to seeing you guys back here in the Remix on Sunday night. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be live here in the forum, and we're going to keep doing what we do. And so peace and love to you guys. And don't forget to download. And if you like the show, I want you to like it. And if you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook and leave a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts and love to hear what you think. And so peace and love to all of you guys out there. Keep dreaming. It's so important that we do that, to keep dreaming and to keep our dreams alive and, you know, just continue continue to love yourself and to love everybody. And, you know, Sunday night, we'll be back live in the Remix. I'll see you guys then. So until then, peace and love to you guys out there. And, you know, hey, we're going to have the Staple Singers kind of take us out here again as we continue this journey here. If I could find it, let's see. Don't forget to download. Peace and love. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to you guys. And much love to our...